The Steve Cochran Show.
Seems like it's been forever, doesn't it? The familiar strains of the Who. Remember our slogan around here, much more talk, much less music.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals.
But we played a Who for Coach Q. Troy Murray in studio as well as Coach joins us now. Happy summer, Coach. How you been?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, we're good. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah.
And guess who's in studio? Troy Murray.
All right, Troy.
Good morning.
I see him. I'm seeing you everywhere this week.
Yeah, I saw you at the Brian Campbell press conference a few days ago.
And by the way, this exchange you just heard between Troy and Q is known as a long talk between hockey players.
that's about right.
How you doing? Good. You? Okay. How's your summer? What have you been up to?
Been a few places. Been to Connecticut a bunch of times, up to Colorado a little bit, and but mostly around Chicago. Been around the kids, and we've got a new staff around here.
Right,
doing a little bit of that stuff. We have prospect camp going on this week.
Starting to get serious again.
Yeah. It's kind of a hockey week this week, so it's all the coaches are in today, and then for the convention as well. So it'll be a good weekend, fun weekend for everybody, and looking forward to that.
It's great. In the middle of July, it's going to be hot and humid and sweaty and smelly today, and people are talking and thinking hockey. We love that, Coach.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Did you have an opportunity to see much of the prospect camp this week?
Yeah, been there a couple times. They got a scrimmage coming up here
today,
probably in about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so that'll be fun to watch. And I think it's they've had a great week. They've got 40 something guys in camp, and it's very demanding for these kids. It's a great way for them to get some exposure to what it's like being a pro, all the facets of whether it's training, whether it's conditioning, whether it's nutrition, whether it's mental preparation. The guys have done a great job of educating these guys in the right way, but it's a lot of demands and a workload, be it on and off the ice.
What's expected out of prospect camp? You see guys that you can develop through Rockford and beyond, or do you sometimes see somebody that's really special that maybe gets a shot fast?
I think it's important for the kids to, for us to give them some exposure to how to go about training, how to go about preparation going into a season, how to build yourself up strength-wise and conditioning-wise, eating the right things, taking care of yourself, and getting to see some familiarity of what how the pros are doing it here. They get that taste when they're in training camps, but I think in the prospect camp, they've had whether they're getting spoken to on how to prepare for competitive games, how to and all the things that are needed over a course of a season, whether it's the time you got to put in the gym, the extra efforts that are needed, how you're preparing between games, and I just think the little things that, and whether it's in junior or college, there's another level that they all going to see and get awareness to it over the course of the week. But I think that Barry and his crew have done a great job of getting everybody on the next page, and knowing that there's one more level that they're looking to achieve, and there's a lot of competitiveness as well. And then you get a little bit of a read on them. I think handicapping these guys as far as hockey players and getting a pretty good book on them is something that I think that's not the most important thing. And I think that I think that comes with their exposure over the course of their seasons, wherever they're at or in training camp. But this is today would be fun watching these guys in a game environment where you got a little bit of a better assessment of exactly what kind of player they are.
There's always one guy that last year maybe it was 14 that came out of nowhere to really kind of step up. Do you see somebody in that position this year, Joel?
Well, they've had just 3-on-3, and I think when you put them in a 5-on-5 environment, we'll see. Right now, I'm looking forward to seeing whether it's a DeBrincat stepping up and playing.
He was good on the radio. I don't know how good a hockey player he is, but he was good on the show with us.
Oh, he's been amazing. He's had an amazing career, spectacular what he's achieved, and we're just looking for him to keep improving along the way because the future is very bright for him. So looking forward to seeing how he does, and not just him, but there's a number of guys seeing who when it gets competitive, where there's some guys who are looking for who's going to come up with loose pucks or who's going to win some battles, and so that'll be fun. It'll be competitive.
They always talk about this change in the game, Dave and Troy, the speed from college to the pros when it comes to football and things like that. And Troy, you can speak to this as well, but for you, Q, and Troy, when you come up from the juniors and you finally make it to the NHL, what's the biggest difference that you see? Is it size? Is it speed? And is it way different now than it was when you guys came up?
I think when you look at it, anytime you step up a different level, the speed is one of the things that you noticed. But, also when you're a 19-year-old kid, all of a sudden, as Key was talking about there, they don't know how to train, and they need to, fill out a little bit more, the size factor, the maturity factor. But I think when everybody talks about, taking that next step and getting the next level, it is about the speed.
Right.
And the way that the game is played at that level, you can be really good in the American Hockey League, but there's an adjustment when you come up to the NHL, and doesn't mean because you've had good results at the American Hockey League that you're going to play the NHL game at that level. And everybody talks about the game is just quicker and everything happens faster.
Same for you, Q.
I agree with that. It's all about speed, and these guys, the game's so much faster, and it's fast at the junior levels in college. These kids have played, the games. Everybody seems to be quicker, and that element of strength is something that's the next step for these guys to add to their game, and they get exposed to it quickly when they're up there fighting for a guy with a puck that's been around the game. They're whether it's trickery or strength, that it's tough to get the puck away from some of those guys, and they'll learn they got to get it back, so that they'll pick up some good habits along the way.
Yeah, I saw a quote from DeBrincat where he's talking about at Erie, he'd see those openings. He says he doesn't expect the same openings to be there when he gets to the NHL. But I want to ask you about chemistry. We've talked a lot on this show the last few years. You've worked some new guys in, and we've talked a lot about getting adjusted playing with each other. But you have some guys now who are coming back here and have some familiarity with the guys with whom they're playing. Does that help when you have guys like Saad and Sharp who have played with some of these guys before?
I think it's going to help. I think the excitement of those guys coming back is definitely got to be healthy for your team. And I think, whether Saad playing with Johnny or, Sharp's options of playing with Kaner, or there's a number of options with both guys that you have. And, I think that can help. And I think that we still got a lot of change in our lineup that we, every seems like the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years, it seems like whether we're changing 6, 7, or 8 guys, it seems to be the norm. And but I think our team and the core group really helped stabilize the fact that, new guys, I think it's healthy. And I think that how we play is very comparable to how we played when Bo Sauter and Sharpie were here. So I think it's an easy fit for those guys, and our system's relatively easy to play. So getting acclimated to that part of the game where there's not a lot of hesitation, we're out there playing on our instincts and playing the right way, is something that hopefully guys grasp quickly. But I think the one thing we want to add to our team game is we want to be harder to play against. And we felt last year at the end, it's disappointing in some aspects of the game. And I think that coming up with more loose pucks, getting to the front of the net, winning puck battles, and being a little scrappier would be something that we can add to our game. And hopefully it can help us be a stronger team.
Last word from you, Troy, then we'll let Coach go.
The big convention comes up today, starting at 5:00 with the opening ceremonies. Q, it's a pretty special weekend for fans here in Chicago to see what the Blackhawks are all about.
Yeah, it's some new faces coming and some old faces coming back, so it'll be fun to see Sharpie.
Who's going to get the biggest round of applause in the opening ceremonies?
Oh, I think it's going to be who's going to get the bet? I think Sharpie might get the
bet. Exactly.
I think that's true, too.
I got my bet on Sharpie. So
it's, yeah, and a lot of that will be female, and it'll be loud.
Yeah, for sure.
And that old faces comment, that wasn't meant for Dave, was it?
I think it was might have been me.
All right, Coach. We'll see you later on.
All right.
Thanks. That's nice. Coach Q.